And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I want to thank you for joining me today. I believe that the actions we take in life are nothing more than an effort to either create or seek peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. Everything we do is chasing that, right? It's what the human condition strives for. I'll give you an example. Job, right? If somebody loves their job, it is giving them they have love, right, in their life. They have peace. They have joy because of their job. Let's take somebody who doesn't love their job. Let's say someone doesn't even really like their job. Why are they working there? Well, they're working there for the income, right? The W-2 income, that wealth portion, so that they can then apply that income to seek or create peace, love, joy, health, and happiness, right? Take a vacation. Vacations cost money. It's all what the human condition strives for. And if you've succeeded in all these areas, congratulations. You're content in life. And definitely some people are better than others, right? Just take that health side of it, right? Some people are very, very healthy. They work on their health all the time. And because they have health, they can devote their energy to another facet within that peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. What is wealth? Wealth really buys us freedom, okay? Buys us freedom, essentially. Happiness allows us to be content. Joy, you know, it makes your life meaningful. Love is the ultimate bond. And peace, right? Peace, sleeping at night without stress or pressure, being at peace, you know, everything in your family as well. Everything in life is smooth, right? Everything's rolling along. And health makes it possible to essentially focus on some of these other areas. Some people are just naturally healthy, but it's all about essentially trying to have a well-rounded, satisfied life. And you can think of those as categories, right? In fact, here's a good analogy. Let's take a kid in school. Kid's got a C in history. They have a D in chemistry. The kid is struggling in history and chemistry, right? They need to work more on that. Life is the same way. And you thought this was a real estate investment show. I'm going to get there, okay? I'm absolutely going to get there to the why of the real estate investment. And the why really is real estate, cash flowing real estate is our vehicle to get that wealth portion. And the wealth gives us the ability, it gives us time, and it gives us the means to essentially chase those other legs, essentially, or spokes of the wheel, if you want to look at it that way. With that money, you can go for the peace. You can go for the love, the joy, the health, and the happiness. You can spend time and focus on those. Money buys you that time and that freedom. If you are just getting by and you're struggling to work, and got two or three jobs and all to make ends meet to pay the rent and then start over again next month, just getting by, you don't have time. You're probably lacking in these other categories. I'm not saying everybody, but I can promise you when I was chasing a dollar and working hard, my relationship side wasn't that great. I was traveling all the time. I didn't get to see my kids and my wife as often as I could because I was all chasing a dollar, right? I didn't have time to work on health. You're on the road all the time. So you start eating junk food and fast food. Then you're taking customers out all the time. They always want a drink. And so if you're doing that and you're injecting that in your body and it's all part of chasing that dollar, well, your health and your relationship sides is taking a beating. On the other side, I'll tell you, wealth by itself won't make you happy. If all you have is wealth and you're lacking in all these other areas of the well-rounded life, as I see it, that's not good either. But I'll tell you, if you can get that wealth portion, if you can lift that millstone off your back, then you can focus on these other aspects of your life, right? And that's what I want you to do. That's why I invest in real estate. And I made a change. Real estate was the ultimate wealth building vehicle. It was the ultimate income creating vehicle. And I made that change, and it was rapid. I would like to see you make the change. Why do you have to succumb to the conventional wisdom rule, which says, hey, you can focus on peace, love, joy, health, and happiness after you retire? In the meantime, you need to take 40 to 50 years to create this wealth so that you can retire and chase those other aspects of your life. Why do you have to agree with that conventional wisdom plan? You don't have to. I didn't. I was looking at it and I was like, man, this is ridiculous. My family time is constrained. All I do is work, 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 work. I did get satisfaction out of my job. I liked my job, but it became very, very demanding. And then when I started looking at the wealth side of it, and I said, man, I am breaking my back for this company, and I'm putting in hours upon hours, 70 hours. If you baked in all the travel time, it was at least 70 hours a week that I was gone, not seeing everything. And then when I finally did an analysis and I said, well, you must be getting rich, right? Because you're giving all your time to it. No, it wasn't happening. I was not getting wealthy. And so I had to make that change, and I found real estate. When I discovered Lifestyles Unlimited and learned that I could buy rental property and I could essentially make passive income, make money in my sleep, and then I can take the money that I made off of those properties and put it into other properties and then just continue compounding that income and driving that cash flow snowball, well, my life changed rapidly within 10 years, and it gave me my time back, right? I was traveling all the time. I was a corporate guy, travel. It was not the best for our family, but we were doing everything we were told, right? Hey, Harrison, go chase that dollar, make that income. My wife would stay home and raise the kids. She was raising three kids. And think about all, she's running around taking one of my kids to this and to that, and football practice, volleyball practice, softball practice, getting help with school, everything, school clubs, shopping, all of that. And so, that wasn't a very balanced life. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I learned to invest in cash producing real estate. So instead of walking up that mountain, essentially, I stopped walking up that mountain. I essentially grabbed the metaphorical four-wheel drive Jeep Rubicon and started driving up that mountain, right? Started driving it. It changed quickly. It enabled me the ability to get that wealth side of it, so then I could focus on a more well-rounded life. And it's made all the difference in the world. So I bring this message to you to say that now is as good a time to invest in cash flowing real estate as we've had, in the last 12, 13 years. Okay. I truly believe there's a pending recession that's looming now. I've talked about it in other shows. There's the savings, the typical household in this country has burned through their savings. They've jacked up their credit cards. They can't turn to their home and do the HELOC because the interest rates have climbed so high. Not that they would go from a 3% to a 7%. In fact, I would tell you most people would not. But you might not be able to even afford to do that. What do I mean by that? Let's say your house payment is $1,500 a month, your mortgage, right? And that's at a 3% interest rate. Well, if you were to do a HELOC, and let's say you wanted to pull out 50 grand or 100 grand to pay off all this debt, or just to get by or get you through this time, one, you're adding more to the that mortgage, right? You're adding more to the principal, but two, you're going to do it at a greater than 7%. You can easily go from $1,500 to $2,500 by doing something like that. And if you're barely getting by at $1,500, you're darn sure not going to get by at $2,500. That is the pickle that's happening to people out there, unfortunately, in this country. We're going through what I consider what's going to be a rough time. And because of that, there are opportunities to invest in real estate that we're seeing. They're coming along right now. I have continued to invest during this time. I've invested in three multifamily properties just this year, okay? I continue to invest. I'm telling you right now, if you've been sitting on the sidelines and waiting, trying to time it, which we don't advise that, you know, it really, your investing is it's a mathematical equation. The deal either makes sense or it doesn't make sense. It either fits your strategy or it doesn't fit your strategy. If you're waiting, don't wait anymore. Come to Lifestyles Unlimited. Let us teach you how to do this. Free workshop, livestream.com. You can see exactly what we're doing. But I'm telling you right now, now is as good a time to start as ever. When I began investing in real estate, it started with the housing meltdown of 2008. I wasn't buying back then, but it started essentially, I was probably like you. I was very concerned. I was afraid. We started going into this housing meltdown. What would happen if my corporate job, if there was layoffs, and a lot of people had a lot of layoffs? It was very sad. And so I wasn't investing in real estate back then. I didn't know any better. But I'll tell you, mentally, my mind was, what if I get laid off? What if I lose my job? I need to create passive income. So I started that kind of started that little thought process of mine. I finally ended up buying a property in 2011, but all that was triggered by that 2008 to 2010 meltdown. Once I got educated and learned, I looked back and I was able to see within my education at Lifestyles Unlimited that 2008, 2010 was one of the greatest times to buy real estate that we've ever had in this country, maybe the greatest of all time. Those metrics that were in play 2008 to 2010, we're seeing some of that here. It's all for different reasons, but we're seeing motivated people that are having to sell their properties. We're seeing multifamily properties where those are having to be sold, like having to must sell or go bankrupt, right? One of those. That's a motivated seller. We haven't had motivated sellers around here for several years. So hopefully you're picking up what I'm putting down and you're understanding that right now is as good a time to chase that wealth side as we've had in a long time. We'll be right back.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
So when I say be ready, number one, to get ready, you better join up Lifestyles Unlimited and learn all these things we're talking about. You're out there piddling and, you know, internet information and your buddy's information or your dad's information. It's not going to get you the results that we're talking about. You're going to have to be educated in what we're doing.
Learn from the people that are already where you want to be. Join us for the free online workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. Earlier, I made a case that in life, we're all seeking or creating peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. That's what everything we do is about, finding success in those areas to a well-balanced life. I also shared that wealth is really the part of that, the hub and spoke. It's the part that enables you the means and the time to focus on those other aspects. And then I shared that now's as great a time to chase that wealth as ever by buying real estate, cash flowing real estate assets that we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited. We're a mentoring and educational group. We've got investors all across the country, all 50 states, and we've been around for over 30 years. We know what we're doing. So I'm telling you, we're going into one of those times that it makes absolute sense to acquire real estate assets. So if you agree with me on all of that and you're ready to essentially get started, what are some starter steps that you can do? Well, step one, if you agree with me, it means that you've realized that you need to make a change. Okay. This was very, very difficult for me to realize that I needed a change. I felt like I was doing everything right. I felt like I was successful corporately. I had great income. I mean, at times it was excellent income, but I just didn't see my family, didn't have time. I was traveling all the time. I was living in hotels all the time. It gets old. Trust me, it absolutely gets old. So as I'm going through this period, we had the housing crisis 2008, 2010, which, you know, brought some fear to mind, right? A lot of people were losing their jobs. What if I lost my job? And then I started saying, well, heck, I've been trading 20 years of time and effort. I must be rich, right? And so then I'd look at my 401k and my IRA balance and find out, you know, what your net worth really is. And I wasn't rich. And I'm thinking, well, man, what's going on? They're like, well, you'll be rich when you're 65. Okay, when you're 65, and I would do the math. I'm like, maybe, maybe not. You know, we just went through 2008 to 2010, and essentially, as David Fisher would say, your 401k turned into a 201k, right? 40%, 50% hit, 60% for some folks, wiped out a huge chunk of net worth. It took over 10 years, basically, for people to get back to where they were prior to 2008 to 2010. So step one is realization. You need to say, is this really what I want to do? Or am I going to make a change? This is looking in the mirror and admitting that what you're doing is not making you rich. This is looking in the mirror and admitting that your job, if it's going to pay you $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 a year, is going to suck the life out of you, and that you're going to have to continue to choose between your time with your family and those close to you or your job, right? This is also where you admit and you look at all your efforts and you say, man, am I going to have $2, $3, $5, $8 million in my 401k before the time I'm 70? Some of you are going to go, well, Harrison, I don't even have a 401k. And some of you out there are going, what do you mean $2, $3, $5, $8 million? Do I really need that much to retire? And the answer is yes, you do. If you're going to live for 20 or 30 or 40 years, and yet people are getting older every day. My wife's aunt just turned 96. How awesome is that? Okay. Hopefully that she put enough money aside for 36 years of retirement, and she's doing fine. But I'll tell you, most people out there, this is where you admit that you're not in control of your life. You're not in control of your job, your bills, your mortgage, your financial obligations are what's controlling your life. And so when I say this is the hardest step, it's the hardest step. It took me 2 years to finally go, I've got to make a change. I have to do this. I admitted that by the time I was 65, I would not have what I needed to live the lifestyle that I wanted, if I was even still married, right? My kids, I didn't want to be distant from my kids. So I admitted that, man, I've got to make a change and work on relationships. But I'll tell you what I wanted is what you want. And it's not that big of a deal. But what I wanted at that time, I wanted to retire by age 60, not 65, okay? Just, hey, we're all allowed to want things, right? This is the beauty of striving and working for a purpose. I wanted to have a nice home. It didn't have to be an over-the-top great home. I wanted the ability to provide for my kids and potentially future grandkids, right, to bless them. I wanted the ability to provide for my parents financially. They needed a little help, that they still need a little help. Well, my mom's not with us anymore, but my stepfather is. I wanted to be able to spend time with my family. I wanted to take a couple of nice vacations each year. I do that now. But back then it was like save for 2 years to take an okay vacation. what I wanted back then, I wanted to travel once I retired. I didn't want to worry about finances. I think these are the same things you wanted. I wanted to know that if one of us had an injury or an illness, an accident, that we had money set aside to take care of that. Went through that this year. It was a big bill. Basically wrote a check. Here you go. But that's all I wanted back then. And then as I looked at each one of those metrics and I said, man, I am sacrificing long hours. I'm giving it all up for this country. And I'm not getting there. I'll tell you this. My paycheck would put me in the top 10% of earners in the United States, the richest country in the world. My paycheck back then put me in the top 10% of earners. But then when I looked at the metrics, the quality of my life, I wasn't in the top 10% of people enjoying life. I wasn't in the top 10% of people that had well-balanced peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. So I had to make a change. And that was admitting and realizing that I had to make a change. That was a 2-year step. Started buying rental property, bought one within a self-directed IRA. I won't say that was a mistake. That was the beginning of my path. It just wasn't effective. Joined Lifestyles Unlimited, and that was rather difficult for me to do. It was kind of, well, I guess I'll go see what they're doing and then join. It was a 180-degree shift in direction from what I was taught financially to what actually works financially, and made that realization, made the change, and got started. Now, for you, I will tell you, once you realize that you need to make a change, that's when you need to find a different map, right? You have to find a different way of doing what you're doing. So some people, they'll never hear of Lifestyles Unlimited. They'll never hear me on the radio, but they've gone through that realization and they say, hey, I'm making a change, and they're making a change. But there's a lot of things that people change to that literally they're getting lost in these, and they're not necessarily creating wealth or being able to focus on those other aspects of their life. But they, hey, congratulations. They realized their original map wasn't working and they found another map. But some of these people, they get into day traders is a good example, right? People that are flipping stocks all the time. There's a lot of work that goes into that. This is a big problem in the United States, I believe. People are so trusting of others that they'll get advice from somebody on something that's never done anything, right? People tell you, well, if you own a rental property, first of all, they'll crawl through glass to tell you what a miserable experience owning real estate is, even though they themselves never owned real estate, but a friend's brother, sister's uncle's neighbor had a bad experience and they want to share it with you. So seek your advice and your education from a group of people that are doing exactly what you want to do, okay? Exactly what you want to do. Once you're educated, that's when you got to get prepared, right? You got to get ready to take action. Now is a great time for that, okay? There's some motivated sellers that are coming online of properties, and there's some great investments that are coming across. Preparation. What we do takes money, okay? It's not a shot in the dark, fly by the seat of your pants, multi-level marketing or anything. This is an educational program that will teach you how to buy real estate assets that cash flow, and you will need money to buy those real estate assets. I recommend at least $25,000. You can get a property for, I just reviewed a few on my show the other day for much less than 25, but get at least 25. If you've got more, you'll be able to move along quicker. If you only have 25, I don't recommend putting all 25 into one property. You need to keep some back because if you're buying a distressed property, You know, maybe you can go in for 20, but you need that five because if you're getting draws to fix that, the first draws come out of your pocket and then you get reimbursed from the hard money lender. So set some money aside. This is a business, needs to be in a separate bank account. Get pre-approval from both your conventional lender and your hard money lender. Talk to them. These are people that are on your team. Find those people, right? Network. Talk to other rental property owners. Who do you recommend? Who do you like? Meet people. Discuss with them different things. So build your team. Your team's going to have lenders. It's going to have real estate agents that are looking for properties. It's going to have wholesalers. It's going to have... your team can even be friends and family, letting people know, hey, I'm looking to purchase real estate. If you see some opportunities, please send them to me so I can put my analysis together and decide whether that's a good property to invest in. While you're at it, you need to have a strategy. What are you going to do? Are you going to buy single family properties? Are you going to buy multifamily properties? I'll tell you right now, houses are faster. It's smaller amounts to get into houses than multifamily. But essentially, the returns that you're making, the equity captures are tremendous. The cash flow, not so great right now, but the investing opportunity is, as far as building that wealth side that you have within that house, some of these metrics are unbelievable out there. So I would tell you right now, houses are faster. Multifamily, do you want to be a lead? Do you want to be an independent rental owner? Or do you just want to be a passive, right? Passive is the easiest thing in the world. I love being a passive investor, give my money to a lead and let them run the property and collect a check. In fact, here we are, we're at the beginning of the fourth quarter. What does that mean? It means third quarter, the books are closed, and our lead investors are going to send me a check either this month or next month, but sometime in the next, typically, you know, some leads send them out right away. Some others do their books a month after, so I won't get it until November, but checks are coming, right? I love the beginning of each quarter because it means that there's some money coming to my bank account. If you're preparing, this is where if you've got a significant other in your life, your spouse, they need to be on board with what you're doing. They don't necessarily have to be your partner in the plan, and it's great if they are. You know, the husband-wife team. Is always great, but you know, make sure that person's on board with what you're doing. You know, especially if your investment is half theirs. You know, they need to agree with what you're doing. Get your spouse involved. Once you get the prep, a lot of people will get all that done. They'll get to the prep, and then they won't take action. That's step five. They just won't do it. You know, they've kind of had these preconceived notions their whole life, but buying real estate is not good. It's dangerous. It's speculation, tenants, taxes, toilets, all the bad things. They'll literally go through steps one through four. They'll realize they need to make a change. They'll find the right map. They'll get educated. They'll prepare. They've got great credit. They've got money to invest. And then they just won't do it. I'll tell you this. After I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, it was April of 2013. I didn't buy that property until my first property until October of 2013. And I look back, I'm like, what? Why? What was holding me back? Why didn't I do it? It was fear. I had fear, even though I knew that everything was great and was going to be fine, and that people were doing it and they were being successful. I still had that fear. So you've got to go through all this, and at least when you get there, take action and then continue on and repeat it. And that's conquer this wealth side so you can focus on the other aspects of your life. I'll see you next week. I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.